So what kind of a story would you like?
Dad, up there.
A story? What kind of a story would you like?
I would like a princess story. Dad, you can put it up there.
Okay, I'll put it up there. So a princess story is the kind you'd like?
Yeah.
Yeah, any particular kind of princess?
Just any princess.
And could this princess have a blue dress? A blue dress with white sparkles?
Yeah.
Okay. And
then up on top it is gold.
Oh right.
Gold it's with sparkles.
Gold with white sparkles.
And hair that down to her feet.
All the way down to her feet?
Yeah.
Longer than Rapunzel.
No, just down to her feet. Long golden hair.
Right, and with curls in them?
No.
Oh, straight hair?
Yeah.
Okay, and will there be witches in the story?
Yes, but our tiara is gold with on top there is a nice diamond. There's a gold crown. And on top there is a blue diamond.
A blue diamond? That would be the rarest diamond in the world. I've never seen a blue diamond. But that would be a lot. Okay, I know exactly where this princess lives. Because she's still alive, you know.
Can you take me to her?
No, I can't. I'll tell you why. Because she lives on a little island.
Oh, yeah.
And the island is surrounded by sharks. But the island is in the South Seas, a long way away, on the other side of the Earth, you know, near Australia.
Like near the South Pole?
Yes, up a bit from the South Pole, but not as cold as the South Pole. Okay, so the princess who had a blue dress with sparkles and a blue diamond in a tiara on top of her head and long golden hair.
With a blue top.
With a what?
With a blue top.
With a blue top, yes. Long, long blue, long, 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 long blue hair? No.
Gold.
Long, long golden hair. Yes. All the way down to her ankles.
No, not ankles. Feet.
All the way down to her feet, even lower than her ankles. Wow. This princess is living on a tiny island surrounded by sharks.
Do the sharks like her?
And do you know what the island is called?
What?
It's called Princess Island.
Oh.
And it's Princess Island because forever and ever there have always been princesses living there. And her name is called Belinda Princess.
Oh, I don't like the name Belinda.
The name Belinda is no good?
Lily.
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll her middle name was called Belinda, but her real name was called Lily. So we'll call her Lily, okay?
Yeah.
So Princess Lily had a very strange life when she was very small, because she actually had no other princesses to play with. The only people that she had on the island living with her on Princess Island were princes. And she was fed up with princes. She really didn't like them very much. Because they were just like horrid Henry, the princes. They just went around throwing things out of windows and...
But there isn't any windows.
Grabbings. On the island?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't told you yet about the glass castle.
No.
With the windows in it. I mean, in fact, some people didn't even know there was a castle there because the castle was all made of glass and you could see through it. So when people went past the island in a boat, all they saw was the sun shining on the glass. But nobody ever stopped at the island. The boats went straight past.
Because they didn't want to be eaten by the sharks.
Well, they were in a boat. The people in the boat were safe from the sharks. Those big sailing boats with huge sails.
But is it shark proof?
A Shark-proof. Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Was the boat shark-proof? I think it was.
Right, because sharks have sharp teeth and can draw through the boat and make a hole in it so people could die.
That's very true. People could die. Yes.
So it's a very dangerous type.
Well, actually, this boat wasn't made of wood. It was made of metal.
Oh.
Because in the olden days, they had boats made of wood. But now, nearly all the boats are made of metal.
Yeah. So the sharks, if they wanted to bite the boat, all that they would get was bended teeth.
Yeah, they get bent teeth. They would. They might get cracked teeth. And anyway, they might get caught in the propellers. And the poor old sharks would be chewed up. That can happen, you know, to fish.
Yeah.
They get caught in the propeller of ships.
And then the people on the ship get the fish and say, oh, we're lucky, we got some fish.
Yeah, but if the fish is all chewed up by the propeller, what will they say then?
All chewed up?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, if the fish was all caught by the propellers, so that it was in little pieces.
Yeah, that would be easier to eat.
Oh, that's a point. Yes, it would be easier to eat if the fish was caught up.
Already?
Yes, that's true. Okay, back to the princess who was fed up with the princes. I mean, one of the reasons she was fed up with the princes is that any time she went swimming in the sea, the princes used to go swimming as well. But she could never get any peace and quiet. And whenever she wanted to go surfing, and they had wonderful waves off Princess Island, but anytime she went surfing, she was completely surrounded by princes. And there were so many princes, and the princes were sort of fighting among themselves because they wanted her attention. And she didn't want to give attention to any of them.
Did they have a crush on her?
Did they have what?
Did they have a crush on her?
A christening, did you say?
No, a crush.
A crush on her?
Yeah.
Oh, I think they might have had a crush on her. I mean, some of them didn't like her long blonde hair that was so straight. Some of them liked curly hair. So those princes didn't like her as much as the ones who liked long, straight hair. And then some of the princes liked black hair. So they didn't bother her so much. But some of the other ones were really a pain in the neck.
Because they had a crush on her?
Yeah, they had a crush on her, but they were also having competition with each other for her attention.
Because they all wanted her attention because she was so beautiful.
Yes, and the other thing is that she was the only princess on the island. So they didn't have any other princesses to look at and to talk about and to kind of try to do things with. But anyway, the princess was fed up with them all. And so she got this great idea. She decided that she would try to become, to get away, to escape the island.
Why doesn't she just not wear her crown?
Hey, Grace, look at that dog. Look out the window. That's an Irish wolfhound.
I know. They're king's dogs.
They're amazing dogs.
Yeah, they're very rare in our days.
Did you hear of the dog Cúchulainn?
Yes.
Not the dog Cúchulainn, but the
people, yes.
Yes, they had dogs like that.
I know, but can we just get on with the story? Why doesn't she just not wear a crown on very much? And the princess will think that she's just a girl on the island.
Well, because she was the only girl on the island, even if she dressed in rags, they would have known her, I think. I mean, there was no way she could get away on the island, so her plan was to get away from the island.
But there were sharks covering.
Exactly.
Yes, but were the sharks only friendly with her?
Well, the sharks at the beginning weren't friendly with her at all. But what she decided in order to get away from the island was that she'd have to make friends with one shark.
And the shark can give her a ride to somewhere else.
Yes, that was the idea. I mean, it was a bit like if there were dolphins there, she'd have tried to get on the dolphins' back. But if she went on a dolphin's back, she was afraid that the sharks would nip at her feet. and eat her toes off.
But then what about the other shark? She needs to get friends with all the sharks.
Well, yes, but it's impossible to be friendly with all the sharks. She just needed to be friendly with a really big, strong shark that all the other ones would be afraid of. And she got a great idea. She collected some food. And she put away, when her mother and father gave her food, she had a special bag, and she used to have the bag at the table, down on her lap, and she would put bits of food into it. Oh, look, there's your friend. Let us ask her. We'll stop here now. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Dad?
Yeah, I'm coming.